If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Today, I want to talk about some things I wish I had known when I first started designing 14 years ago, like full-time in the crafting and surface pattern industry. Before that, I was doing freelance work. I was finishing my PhD. So I was doing a lot of design work, but this is like how to start a business, like things I wish someone had just shook me a little bit and said, Karina, do this. So I'm going to tell you some of my thoughts on that. And before I get started, if you haven't heard about our design boot camps, I really recommend you come join us for one. If you haven't come to one, we have so many new things in Design Suite, and I talk about it there, and I talk about tons of strategies there and how I started out. So this is going to make sense to those of you who have attended a design boot camp. But the number one thing I wish I could have told myself is, don't be on your own website. I mean, it seems so obvious to me now because I've lived it. But if you're someone who has a design, like you're building a design business and it's all sitting on your own website, okay, and that's it, it's just sitting on your own website, I am telling you right now to go find someplace else to sell your ship. Because your own website's a terrible place to be. And you'll notice while I say I have so many designs that only a few hundred are actually sitting on my own website. We don't put the effort on keeping it on my own website. It's just too much. So I think back to me. I had a three-year-old at a time and a brand new baby, and I had started this business, and I went through the hassle of building a website with Dreamweaver and figuring out technology and having it sit on my own website only to make no money at all. And I wish I'd just been smarter and looked for other websites to be on and built a business that way. That would have been much smarter of me. So if you're on your own website and you have no way to drive traffic to it, you're not paying for ads, you're not... you don't have a social media huge audience that can push you there, you've got to figure something out. You got to make some changes, okay? So don't be on your own website. That's probably something I would have shaken myself and told myself to do differently. The other thing that I would have told myself is it's okay. The process is the process, and it's going to take a couple years. And some of you need to hear this because you've been doing this for like 2 or 3 months and you're like, why am I not making money yet? And I think, I wish I could have told myself, like, it's okay that you're not making money right away because this just takes time. It takes time to kind of figure out what's happening in shops, what products do the best. I'm doing my own personal research on what is doing well and what's not doing well. And I think that just takes time and experience, and it helps a lot. Like if you're in Design Suite, you know that we have lots of people who are all going through the same experience at the same time, and we're identifying shops and the best ones and what's making money and what's not, right? And so there's a ton of power in that because you're not doing it alone. You're getting information from everybody else around you and seeing what is working, right? So there's a little bit of that, which is amazing. But I wish I had told myself just to like, be calm. It's going to be okay. And it's just going to take time. And someone needed to hear that today because it came into my head, and you need to know that it's just going to take time. Now, if you are spinning your wheels, doing the same thing over and over again, it doesn't matter the amount of time you put into it. It's never going to work, right? If you're just spinning your wheels, doing the same thing, it's only when we create change in our lives, when we're doing different things, that's how we're able to kind of like move ahead, make changes, when we take risks, when we put investment into ourselves and we build community. Those always help. Oh my gosh, community helps like crazy. Maybe that's the other thing I would tell myself. I tell myself to get in touch with other designers and make as many friends as I can. That way I had a community right from the get-go. And I didn't. I didn't have that community from the get-go. I was still sort of figuring it out, doing it alone, really caught up in my family life because I had two very, very small children. My husband was an attorney, and he was ridiculously busy. We just, like, it was just a really crazy, crazy time. And I wish I could tell myself that it's okay. It's going to take time. It's okay. And it'll come back around. But maybe this is the time to make friends, build relationships. And a lot of those relationships I ended up building over that period of time, the first 5 years, really turned into amazing things for me. That's how I became a creative director. It's how I was able to build my secondary business, Mini Lou. It's, you know, there are all these things that really came out of building relationships with people in the industry. And I think there's a ton of power in that, which is part of the reason we're so crazy in Design Suite about having you meet other designers so that you can start building those networks, because you never know what relationship will bring you something important, will bring you something really good, will get you in the right shop, give you an idea for a design that you ought to be doing, help you meet the creative director at some company, right? These are things that really matter, okay? Those are just a few thoughts, things I wish I had told myself. Hopefully they helped you today, and hopefully you're just moving forward as a designer, making your mark in the world, and bringing beautiful things to all the shops that you are designing for. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.